Blog Talk Radio.
Wonderful. You're listening to Tim Aldred, author of the book Bamboozled, Deceived by Lies, My Never Sinner. And it's nice to be on. Yesterday, my show went through without any problem. And that's fine with me. I do want everybody to have the opportunity of knowing the things that they better appreciate, because the years when I was shut out from civilized understanding, when, of course, it's not because people don't want to say, you know, the best things that they can find to say. But if they don't know, they just can't say. Just cannot say. And I see that for me, as much as I was a thinker, but I was shut out from the perception of what is there. And what is there is not about I just go on thinking and I'll find out. No, it means more than that. It means a physical, it's an awareness First of all, I would have to say it begins with a realization of you thinking differently about the way you read and your attitude when you're reading. You know, if you've never been inspired to think about how you read and what you get out of a word, and if you don't think about that, you will always be reading and believing certain things, well, especially the Bible. Because as you can see, we separate the Bible from history. We think the Bible, no matter what it says, is beyond history. And that is uncivilized. But in the environment we are in, where nobody not telling you that, you can't come out of it. You just can't. All right. It is going to take a realization for every one of us to read and find out. I met one sister who came aboard and we talked for a while, and you know, she has some degrees there. Yeah, well, 3 education degrees. And we start talking about words. And you know what she found out? She found out there is a lot more to words than she was taught. Right? And that talking to someone who don't have as much education, but I have a little knowledge of the science of words. And that is me finding out something that the people who go to university they're not taught that, and they graduate and fine, they go off and, you know, make a life. But they would never know that there is something to the way they use words. Although they get to school and pass their exam and everything like that, but the range of their communication, they don't realize. Now, you start to talk to me, and I begin to have problem with what you say, because I know and I am aware of a wider and a deeper and more diverse language than we think. So when you're talking with limitation and somebody, you know, begin to like open up and show you that you're limiting something that has a lot more to it than where you're, you know, like you're legalistic with what you think, and you don't think there it goes stretched beyond what you are thinking. So this is the kind of thing that I have learned since I, you know, of course, I do the better reading when I, after I'm age 27. So I'm not, I wish I had more education, of course. But since I learned to read at age 27, when I'm reading at fourth grade level, and I wanted to do better reading, you know, and is what happened when I approach reading at that age, and knowing all of my time of 27 years, what I have been exposed to. Now, I am under a different awareness, a higher awareness of words. And when you see a word and you see the definitions, how do you use those definitions, right? So what I'm trying to say to you, under this AD Anadamani that we are in, we are in serious trouble. We are in serious trouble because these dominant white white folks, right? They think that they are civilized because of where they are coming from. They were not born civilized. You know, they're born from a level of humanity that will never see civilization. And just if we African people were only created from our, you know, given birth from Homo sapiens, we would not be ultimately civilized like we are, being hybrid. That story that we're reading about, the Elohim create the hybrid people. And that's what they are doing in the Bible to turn the African people, turn their interest away from where it belongs. We need to know our history. They decide to set up a Bible and set something up there to make us disqualify history. And a lot of black people have done that. A lot of black people don't care about what no history says. No? And the ignorance has spread because of that. So when we don't realize how much is in words and how powerful you as a vessel can be if you take in the knowledge of words, and when you talk, realize what you are giving away. If you are not doing the right thing, if you're not speaking right, you are giving away a lot that belongs to you. When you have the right knowledge of what you're saying, you know the range, you know exactly how to calibrate everything. And outside of that, no, you're not going to get it. No matter what you think, you're not going to get it. You have to come from the word. You have to know it yourself. You can't depend on other people. And when people say things, whether you take it, satisfy or not, it has to do with what you're thinking and what you know. It's about what you know. And you will think that you are these degrees that you have, and you think that you're all right. But if you start talking to a person, you know, let's say a person who, especially if they are someone who is delving into real history, prehistory, and understand the logic of civilization, we are being deceived and put aside by people who have absolutely no range to deal with us. They have criminal conduct working for them now because we fail to root them out. Afraid to go into the world history textbook, right? And know the value of the Bible that they put together, the different writings in there. If you're not being selective with words, no go. And people going to always have advantage over you. Yeah. Unfair advantage. Because you're not discerning, you're not seeing the intangible word. When people use words, you have to see what is in those words that they use. Because the definitions in the words, and what happens if you don't apply the right understanding or interpretation of that word, of the words and the definitions that you must know. That's why I call it word science process. That's what I call it. Talking is not just talking the way you want to. The word is known when it's being looked at and in the context of what you're saying. That's where, you know, that's what you weigh in the scale of understanding words and the application of them. All right? So I want to, like, this is a preface I want to read. And it's the Bible I'm reading right now. And there are things in the Bible that doesn't go down the road of the deception. There are things in the Bible that are not there into a deceptive context. So there are some things in the Bible, but you won't be able to know them if you believe Adam and Eve in a garden story, that the Bible doesn't give you no facts about Adam and Eve in a garden. It's a story that these white people, right? And if you don't understand, the white people are about destroying the black people. That's what they are about. That's why they are in America. That's what they say they are about. But black people, because you're not reading, you are not aware of that. White people don't belong into African territories. Just take that seriously. It is true. I tell you that because it's true, right? And they write this Bible, and if you get a good sense of what is in the Bible, what you will come out with is something that is far different from when you just believe in the Bible. Because belief is not performing from knowledge. You see what I mean? When you get knowledge, you stop believing in the context of the way it is done in church. Now, what I'm saying, you stop believing when you get knowledge. Now, it's telling about Jesus, and you never see Jesus. You read story about Jesus, where Jesus was and what Jesus did. But there's something wrong with the story, because who they're telling you about now is Jesus. He's not the same character where the story started. So how do they come in to the story and begin to tell you about a white man when the story started off with a black man? You understand that? No, that is a terminal stuff. You know, whereas if you accept white people like they are people and you can accept them as people, what I just said to you is a roadblock to your acceptance of white people. Because white people manage to use their clever to mingle up with black people, force themselves on black people, take away what black people have, control black people, and black people, as it were, don't see what the white people, what they do. Their judgment is short. Their perception is dull. You don't understand what white people, who black white people are, and you don't read the history to know about them, and they are not telling you about their no history about themselves. They tell you that they come here into our territory, and that's where their history begins. Now, you have to be really out of line, bad, 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 to swallow that and get along with it. And in America now, the politics that they have, you know, they are trying hard to take their politics back to decades or centuries gone by in America, from 400 years. And where they came in at, and you think about what I'm saying. You probably know this because a lot of people know it, might not do anything about it. I am able to talk and to hold the trajectory on what is foolishness from what makes civilized sense, right? When they came to America, what did they do when they came to America? Evaluate that. What did they say why they come here? Why they come here when we are here? How long do they exist where they come from? 1.8 million years. Now, you see, right here there is a problem because I'm going to talk about time. And by you believing the Bible, you're not connected to civilized time. You're not connected to when civilization came to human being. You don't know none of that. You don't know none of that. You believe the Bible, and everything is about what you believe in the creation of Adam and Eve in a garden, and you can't find any history to authenticate that. That means history is still there telling you who you are, and you can't find out because these white people tell you a Bible and say, you should believe in the creation of the Bible. And right in that Bible, they are telling you is that God that they put in the Bible is the God that creates you. And you believe that. You will never get to know. All right. So I'm saying when you get to know something, you've been thinking about Jesus all the time and you grow up and you read about Jesus. But since it's a belief system, you believe in it and you obey it, you have faith in it, and then you don't have any place else to go because the white people don't give you no further range. Believing range only carry you to where you have confidence into what they are teaching you out of the Genesis creation story. And right now I am talking selectively to the Genesis creation because that's what's important. The day of your birth as a baby. Well, the day of our birth as human being collectively. How did it happen? You see what I mean? So these white people set up the Bible for you to just believe something that sound grandiose and sound all right. And once you're kept away from the history of the world, that's where you stay. Now, you'll get deliverance if you find out, oh, and say, really, 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 and begin to think deeply. All right. For things to go the way it is right now, and most black people have no realization of what is really going on. And they think the Bible has everything and they just go in the Bible and just read it. They'll die and perish because it's not easy to get out of what you already believe and all of your teaching. It's not easy to get out of that. And there's no way that I was going to come out of it. I think if somebody was trying to get me out of it, I don't know which way they would go to really help me to change. But I started to read and I started to see that something is wrong with our perception of the world. And it's just like Michael Tellinger, go to South Africa, into the Abzu, and it's a batch of science scholars. They went into Africa, about 150 miles to into South Africa at the Abzu, and see the large place, about twice the size of Texas, and did an elaborate, I have links of it. Anybody comes here, you know, I can give you the link for you to see exactly what I'm talking about. That we have a realism of hybrid creation that brought civilization on the earth. That's from the gods, and the gods that are physical beings, they are not ghosts, okay? What you have in the Bible is a fictional writing about ghosts, God. As they tell you, it's a spirit God. Once they say that, they think that they were doing good when they say God is a spirit and he created his son Jesus. These white people think that they are making a logical statement that can stand. They don't know no better. They are uncivilized.
and the little knowledge that they have reading and doing skills and stuff like that, they think that they are the peak of eternity. They are not. The only thing they have going for them is because they are criminals, and they can hold on to, they are controlling things. Yeah, because black people are still not in the know, they are not in a position to do anything about what's going on. So it's a long time now it's gone on. Why black people still sit and have no argument to make about what consists of the African people's origin and who they are. Why the white people is forever to tell you something about yourself, and why should they? You ever think about that? Why white people are behind a Bible and make themselves like, oh, they are a part of black people in some way? I mean, from the God that they write in the Bible, and that's not the creation story in the Bible. But how are you going to know that unless you come to think consciously that history supersedes what you're reading in the Bible that you only believe? The world is not as we are. We are observing as the human entity, because we have to read to know. They're coming with a Bible and let you know, oh, yeah, you know, this is a revelation from God. No, revelation is never evidence at all. You see? So there is the thinking and judgment. These are intangible things inside of us. We can't show nobody. You have to be able to think. And your thinking must match up to be something logical. It's right. You know that. So if we don't understand the intangible words to lead us to what is anthropic, you know, this piece of wood, if we can't, we have to first come from words. Because somebody's going to write you a letter and tell you some information, right? And the letter can come thousands of miles away to you. And those words, you're going to follow the direction, and amazing how you can make physical arrangement from the words that someone gave to you. Very serious observation that you have got to understand the power in words that you use, because we don't work successfully unless we go by the words we are using. That if somebody tell you they're going to destroy you, you understand what destroy means. You get it? So I'm looking at where the white people bring the world to think, the mindset about the world. They get black people to think that the world is what it is not. They are sodomites. They will never be civilized. And although they're talking everything that they are doing right now, it is because things happen and they have, you know, done interbreeding of themselves when come from the lower level that they were. They don't even want to tell you that. They don't have a history to tell you about themselves, because guess what? They will never be what the black people are. White people. They will never be what black people are. They think now having the wealth that they steal and stuff like that and say they run in the world, they think that it's the highest form of life. They fuck ass. They don't think that, you know, it's time for them to become more civilized. Why they don't want to grow up civilized? I know that they don't fuck ass. They can't see anything wrong with that, because they still have the genome of the lowest human human development, Homo erectus. Okay? Now, as long as we know the truth, I mean, you tell your seven-year-old boy that, and he know that, nobody cannot stand up in front of him. Because the conviction of what is right, nobody can make it wrong. All right. So I want to read to you. I read to you what the white people represent in the Bible. Listen to it real good, all right? What they represent. It doesn't represent what the, I'm going to read to you, represent civilized thinking, the proper way of life. Listen to this. Come from Isaiah 59. There are some chapters in Isaiah that, you know, I could just rip out and throw it away. But it's not everything is written in the book of Isaiah. And why it is like that. These white people have doctored up sober writing. You see, since they said they come to power, they messed up everything that black people supposed to understand, they say. All right? So you think about now, they kill the African people because they steal our military because they never had any. And that's what got them into the position they are in today. And all the literatures that they created, black people would never think that they steal from, you know, like that, come after where they are. No, because they write you and educate you. Kingdom, dominion, reconstruction is Christian teaching. And that gives you a different world than the civilized world. Come on. Come on. This is what we are under. You see, and if you can't discipline yourself to use words and to behave the way you're supposed to, you're always going to be under these faggots, the whole bunch of non-nasty stuff that they are writing to change the views of the civilized people. This is not a joke. It's where I come from. I have the experience to talk and say this. How did I come to read and find out that, you know, black people are under something that, you know what, it's bad because we're not going to get out when these people come and learn to read from us and now doing something to us we don't even know what they're doing. So black people will have to get very serious to start reading and know exactly what they're reading. All right, let me read it. Isaiah 59. What is, before I go ahead with that, let me just tell you something. When I look at the Bible, the chapter, and they write a little heading, like this one says, the Jews' sins, the cause of their calamities. Salvation only of God. God. And that is monotheism God they're talking about. Right? You got to be careful of the Bible that you read because these white people, what you call amalgam. They bring in all sorts of different information to distort the understanding of the black people. That's what they do. Because the fact is, white people have no legal rights in African territory. But look at what where we are. Look at where we are. And look at the kind of things that they can tell us. We are no more than the animals out there in the grass to these white people and the so-called governmental stand that they take, that you are under them. They go everywhere and they conquer us and we are under them. Until we know better, that's what they will do. You sodomites. You sodomites. Sodomites never, never civilize. You see what I mean? So the amount of things that these white people do and we don't understand what they have done and we are underneath them, we cannot argue. Not a nice thing. Just not a nice thing. No. It's not a nice thing. I know that there is the truth. And if you speak the truth, you know, somebody knows they have to answer. See? And so okay. I have a little twister here. All right. So here we come. So I'm telling you that they use the Bible. The Bible is the matrix of deception. The Bible. So some places in the Bible that make some sense and other places don't make no sense. And if you don't know that and you think the Bible is the holy word of God and stuff like that, if you come out of school where you read about Romans, numerals, and a lot of things, Romans, it fastens in your head like it's all right. Nobody never tell you that Romans are criminals and are no fuckers. Nobody don't tell you that. So all of these stuff that they write and access your brain, it's not easy for you to get out of that. You know, it's going to take something tremendously strong to affect your brain and for you to, like, see the distinction. You can't see the distinction. It's not going to happen. All right? So I'm going to say to you now, I'll tell you that this is the crisis that the black people are under, because the white people have made enough impression in their conduct and their word that they are not going back to wherever they come from. Where they come and say they take over like Palestine and stuff like that, they're not going anywhere else. This is their place because what? Black people are idiots. Black people are idiots. I don't want to say it to you. All these things that has been made on the earth, they were not there. The white people in Europe for almost 2 million years, they did not establish civilization. They never develop a tongue. They never make clothes. Just name out these things. 450,000 years ago, the gods came to earth. And that's where all of the civilization thing, the four rivers of Africa, the river valley, the Indus Valley, emergence of civilization, my friends. And all that took place, you know, into the Neolithic period and stuff like that. These white people come in and work their trickery, hypocrisy, and learn to read, right? And that's how they come about. But for 2 million years, hold the line right there. 1.8 million years, if not more. They are in Europe, and they never, today, we don't have anything on record that they proved in a civilized way. They never came to humanhood. They were still uncivilized, lower form of humanity. You see that? But they had potential, and they interbreed up with the Neanderthals. That's what take them up the ladder. Here we are. We don't interbreed up with nobody to be who we are. We are created hybrid between Homo sapiens and the God's blood. That's it, right? So the fact is, we can easily prove that these white people are illegal. They are illegal. But it's just that, you know, they find out that we are a strata of people that they can handle. That's it. Well, let us not be the people they can handle anymore. Because we have the potential to be far, far different than what we are doing right now. Look at me. Look at me. I have a brother that walked out of the church when he was like about 16 years of age. Huh? Yeah. So there is the truth, and you will find the truth if you go back to BC before Christ. Ask the question, what was there before Christ? Because you're talking about Adam and Eve die and Christ had to come. Now, all right, they're talking in the Bible now, they're giving you all of this juice that, oh, God and Jesus, you know, came together and how they decide to make heaven on earth. This is what these fucking ass white people write. And not Nagasa. And all over the world, people are affected by these whole bunch of maggots. And I'm trying to tell you to draw the line to see that these white people are not what the African people think. You know, just a little separation of time that they were lucky to do those things and apparently don't know wrong from right, it seems. Right? And they get into miscegenation with these, you know, of civilized humanity and interbreed up with them. Because they already turned Neanderthals, who were pretty much up the ladder already. So now they were able to jump into the crutches of white people, of black people, right, and bring up a generation of their own with the blood of the African hybrid people. You see that? Good. So I'm saying to you, for tell me which of these things these white people created, such as, did they create any form of human civilization? No. When the gods came here and go to South Africa, where were the civilization of the white people? Can you say? Can you tell me? All right. Now, among these things, now it says here, the gods came to earth thousands of years ago. I just told you 450,000 years ago. They never employed these white people to work because, number one, they can't talk. They don't wear clothes. They're far, far, far out. Okay? And therefore, there is nothing there, civilized, that you can say white people do this, white people do that. No, nowadays, now they want to like challenge the black people who don't have no sense at all by saying, you know, from the BC, from 509 BC. This is where they start their origin. And they don't even identify themselves because they are working on the criminal stealth to say that they are a different set of people when there was just none. You know, they can't put people in the world that never existed before. And clearly there was no civilized people before came and later on created hybrid. They had all they have the places that they were creating all kinds of different life, animals and stuff like that, all the domesticated stuff. I mean, these gods came here and do that. They furnish earth for life because they live here a long time, and they eat the same food we eat. You see that? So this is the thing for black people to understand. If you don't get the real nut and bolt, and you look at these white people, and because they come and steal and take charge, this is not Europe. This here, America, where we are, is not Europe. This is America. This is in the Americas, right? And they decide that they are coming everywhere we are. That is talking about after long we left Africa, 100,000 years ago, and come out into the West. And these white people, since they learned to read over the past 12,000 years, now they are capable of doing serious damage, and that's what they do. What did we do to them all that time? Help them to be the best they can. And this is what they do now. Well, they don't realize what they are really doing and how they will suffer for that. There's just no way they would do it and take it in the direction that it is here. You know, if they were doing good, I mean, there is a lot less that we would have to say about how wicked they are if they were doing real good. But we don't have that because whatever good they say they do, we can't give them not even one spark of a credit for any of that. Because, I mean, why should they get credit for anything that we think they do good? Why? In the fact that black people don't live anywhere except where they say they rule, and black people, you succumb to it. No matter how you think you are civilized and you are educated, but what language are you speaking? Who control you? Your principality? It's these faggots, these murderers, and they don't do it with any kind of, you know, any second thought. They do it because that's what's in their genome to kill you. And you don't see everywhere, I mean, there are places that they come in and take over, and they will not leave it. Egypt is one of the places that they seem to never able to hold on to, right? But every place else where black people are, that's where they come because they think they can read now, they can do anything they want. So whether you talk about like Caesar Augustus, right, into Israel. Not Israel, it's not really, it's Palestine, Canaan. They come and call it whatever they want to call it because they decide to sweep the black people away because they think that we don't understand nothing. You see, it's much to our chagrin. We must learn to read and hold forth our position. We don't hold no position. And black people have to succumb to white people being the superior And they put up all of these institutions that they have absolutely no right to. But what? Their experience that they have allow them to do it. Because for them, it is in their favor. And if you allow them to mimic and know everything about you and stuff like that, the fact that they have the fortitude to do the things they do, black people better get out of their way, because them have all the gun, they have all every equipment to get you out of the way. You know, see that? Because you're not about truth. You're black, you're, you know, a hybrid person, but you allow yourself to go astray, and that's it. Right? So what I'm trying to tell you, these white people, they hold that position because we ain't showing them that we know the truth. You see what I mean? So I'm saying to you now, I'm showing you at this point that they don't value anything except what they have stolen. It's no joke at all. Going to the world is a textbook. You see what I mean? By now, they are convinced it's theirs. By now. Yeah. But it's not theirs. You see, because things have changed right now. And they're going to behave like, say, oh, nothing is going to change because they're going to hold on to power. They can't hold on to power. White people cannot hold on to civilized power. You see what I mean? And all of what they say they have and stuff like that will all go to frazzle. It's no joke because they are standing on lies, lies that crumbles. Look, who set up the world that they are trying to give us an impression like they are this and they are that? A gingy fly, you know, a fly around them. So I am telling you, strip them of the whole bunch of nonsense. Strip white people of the lies that they tell and write in the Bible, okay? And then they have enough sense to know that they need to leave the African territory alone, because when things are going to happen, it's not anything that they can control. And we are going to be in our position. We don't do them nothing. And all we're saying now to them, look, we're not running after them like we want to kill them. All we're saying that, look, we don't want you where we there. And all of the science where them say them have and all of them do, the truth is against them. They can't rule over hybrid people. You're not accepted. No, you're getting warning. Right? You never make nothing like you say. You fuck ass too much. You can't get good sense. You can't rise up to the higher level of civility. Because you fuck ass. And that's what you want. You want law to do it. Who did you learn law from? The hybrid people. The gods who give it to us. And you want to tell us that, you know, the government given to us by the hybrid to carry on the good life, the orderly society. We can't carry on orderly society because they come and dump all of the honest fucking ignorance. People are the frenzy as a animal that, you know, prey on others. That's the way these white people are. Okay? So I am proving to you by, you know, the template, the time, spot your temporal time. They don't worth anything. Never did. And they want to make us bring Christianity and say, like Christianity is something. It's, you know, that's farting, stinking gas. That's what Christianity is. You see what I mean? The sooner they pack up and go back where they come from, and the sippy over there, go, you know, they have a lot of money now. They can't go over there and live good. That's what they are to do. That's what they are to do. But they don't prepare for that. No, because they want the shining glory to be higher than African black people. That's what they want. No, it's not going to work. It's not working out. It has never worked out. This democracy stuff that they are, you know, it's nothing more than fucking ass. That's the sense white people have. It's the fuck ass. Why should we look at them as something else? Okay? When I'm here and they want to, like, block my show and, you know, like, I must not talk what I know is real, I'm going to talk what is real. You see, and time is passing. We are getting older and older. And, you know, what they're going on with, you know, time is, you know, dissipating all of what they think they are. Pretty soon, they're no more. And right now, it's time for the truth. So I am telling you that the civilization came to mankind no more than 300,000 to 200,000 years ago. All right? And who was there hundreds of thousands of years before that? The gods. They are on their mission in South Africa. And these white, faggot, nasty men and women decide everywhere we go, they come in there. I'm saying, turn around. Turn around and get back to where you come from. Because the evidence is here. You're going to come here and stink up the African people like you think you intend to do. Okay? All of the literatures that you have, take them with you and go to your place over there on the steppe. Because the fact is, there is terror coming to move these white fuckers out. Because that type of a problem that they have is not to be among civilized people. No, why shouldn't we be concerned about what is happening? Whilst they are mingling up amongst us, they don't have anywhere to go but exactly where we are. Only there is good enough. Why is good enough for them and not for us? And then they talk about they have law. What happened to our laws? How did they step over the law that controls the world? Kingship. That controls the world. And they're coming up and tell, push aside a king and stuff like that. And, you know, how does that happen? Well, it must be happening for some, you know, some reason. But it's funny, right? So all I can do is like say, well, you can only go with the flow, right? Because purpose has its way of doing things. Cause. And purpose, right? So that's where we are. Who are they to say that they are ruling over us? They come into the experience, and that's what it is. And all the lies that they are telling, those lies are all reversible, and they don't mean a thing like what these white people think. They are nasty, inhuman, the lowest pole of humanity. They want to use the wealth now that they think they are controlling and make that be they the ones who are the mighty. And tell us that, okay, the God of the Bible is the one who created us in a garden of... This shittery want to tell us where we were created. Imagine that. History is the life of the people. Nobody else. You know, nothing else. So here it goes that it is the gods that created us. They give us spiritual enlightenment. White people don't have that. They worship in Jesus. If they worship in Jesus, I mean, is enough for you to realize they don't have any business among them, any business on in our territory, in our country. They talk about missionaries go and stuff like that. You know, that's the trap that they set for black in, so they can uproot all of the value that we have and put theirs in. Okay? Now, but the history as I read it is what I am interested in. It's not their, you know, fuckeries. It's the history, because the history takes care of everything. You see? So the history is going to tell us whether or not we are to accept it or reject it. You see? And the history definitely, you know, I mean, disdain and poor white people. And they are trying to do, you know, this imitation stuff. Their imitation, the hybrid people, until you can hardly tell the difference between them and us. It's a trick. It's a trick. Where they are now carrying themselves like, oh, they are not really homosexual, really. That's the way they carry themselves, because that's the way they get to sink their root down among African people and transform our lives. Let us start to think differently. Even if you're not turned sodomite, you allow them to change the course of your thinking. So it goes on to say, the gods, you know, under the guidance of the gods, the ancient visitors to earth from the heavens, human civilization flourished as revolutionary advances in art, science, and thought swept through the inhabited world. And they left behind magnificent monuments, baffling monoliths, and awesome towering structures that stand to this day as testaments to their greatness. See? That's what it is. That's the truth. In this extraordinarily documented, meticulously researched work, Zachariah Sitchin draws remarkable correlations between the events that shaped our civilization in millennia past, pinpointing with astonishing accuracy the tumultuous beginning of time as we know it, and revealing to us the indisputable signature of extraterrestrial gods, indelibly written in stone. When you go into the history on the internet, you don't find white people in there in history, except over since they start, you know, 509 BC, and they're going on with all kind of stuff. You don't see them. They don't, like, even the Bible, they don't have any themselves in the Bible as the people to pattern or anything like that. They're actually using the African people in everything they do, and specifically the Bible. It's a psychological ploy that they pull off in the Bible to make you think that you and them are the same, and, you know, but they are dictating certain points there, because who is God? God is a spirit, and they are telling you that you must take that or leave it, you know, and they're ready to kill you if you don't, because they are going to be rulers on earth. That's what these underbatty fuckers, that's what they have. And nobody will stand up and tell them, say, look, turn around and go back where you come from. Turn around and go back where you come from. Because you want us to lay down like we are puppy, waiting for their mother to breastfeed them. That's what you want black people to do. And look here, you don't have that. You don't have that. Turn around and go back where you come from. That's what you need to do. Because, you see, anytime the black people give up the church and all these old bunch of democracy, shit, white people is no longer around. They'll be looking for the road out there. Okay? Because black people have a right to live their lives. Okay? Not white people come and tell you, okay, they own everything. We don't have any evidence for that. And it's not going to happen. Right? And there's an easy way that they will turn around and go back as long as we don't relish them and their fucking ass that they want to do to us. Let me read this portion I told you about. Behold, the Lord's hand is not shortened that it cannot save, neither is ear heavy that it cannot hear. But your iniquities have separated between you and your God. A lot of sense is in this, but you're not going to get it based on the way they write this stuff. You know, you're not going to understand the truth that is being expressed in there. You would have to be someone who is purified in your reading. But now when you're reading Bible and believe Adam and Eve in a garden and them whole bunch of lies and, you know, things that impossible to happen, they're writing in there, and you believe in all those things, then, my friends, you will not really be benefited when you're believing those things and they are not true. So you need to know when your reading makes sense from what does not make sense. When you think that Apostle Paul was a 13th apostle, and Jesus made him, call him, knock him off his horse. When you believe something like that, your mind is basically dead. In that context. Because those things are not true. About Jesus, you know, convert St. Paul on the road to Damascus. That's not true. It's like no star, wise men following star. No, Jesus fulfilled the prophecy of Isaiah. Those things never happened. No, Jesus ever appear. Not go like that. Well, nothing never go like that, that he and his father decide to save sinners. Nothing don't go like that. There was no Jesus that was begotten by a God, a spirit God. Nothing don't go like that. You see, anytime you get out of the Genesis nonsense, you will be on your way to understand the light of the world, because it's sure not Jesus Christ. For your hands are defiled with blood and your fingers with iniquity. Your lips have spoken lies. Your tongue has muttered perverseness. Think about that. None call it for justice, nor any plead it for truth. They trust in vanity and speak lies. They conceive mischief and bring forth iniquity. They hatch cockatrice's eggs and weave the spider's web. He that eateth of their eggs dieth, and that which is crushed breaketh out into a viper. Their webs shall not become garments, neither shall they cover themselves with their works. Their works are works of iniquity, and the act of violence is in their hands. Their feet run to evil, and they make haste to shed innocent blood. Their thoughts are thoughts of iniquity, wasting and destruction are in their paths. The way of peace they know not. If this is not talking about the white people, then who is it talking about? If it's not talking about the Sodomites them and the government with them somehow. The way of peace they know not. And there is no judgment in their goings. It's them. They are the same uncivilized people I'm talking about. They have made them crooked paths. Like I tell you, they're going to get destroyed for what they do. Whosoever goeth therein shall not know peace. When you go into the church, you don't know peace. You just don't. Therefore is judgment far from us. Neither does justice overtake us. We wait for light, but behold obscurity. Because the church don't have no light. No Jesus, no light whatsoever. For brightness, but we walk in darkness. No, you go to church and you think you're walking in the light. But that's not, it's not dark, it's not, it, you're not in the light, not in spiritual light at all. You see, even if you light a lantern, still don't have the inner light, the spiritual light. The inner light come from the gods who created us. See, we grope for the wall like the blind, and we grope as if we had no eyes. We stumble at noonday as in the night. We are in desolate places as dead men. We roar all like bears and mourn sore like doves. We look for judgment, but there is none for salvation, but it is far from us. Like I tell you, if you don't get these people out with their AD and Adam and Kalinda, they will be here forever. They'll be here forever. Because they're telling all kind of lies and black people cannot unravel what they're saying. So they sustain. But that is no more. That's not the case. Now, I'm reading the truth, and I'm explaining as I go along what you're going to do with it. These white people, look at them. They don't belong among us. Look at our skin and look at theirs. It's time to learn the truth, because only the truth is going to push them back where they come from. Only the truth. Okay? Now, rejection is a force, and when you reject a person, how do they stay around you? They can't. You see, it's not like you're beating them with a piece of stick. It's the internal part of them that's important. All right? Now, for our transgressions are multiplied before you. And our sins testify against us. For our transgressions are with us, and as for our iniquities, we know them. In trespassing and lying against the Lord, that's what is happening, and departing away from our God, our God, speaking oppression and revolt, conceiving and muttering from the heart words of falsehood, and judgment is turned away backward, and justice standeth afar off. For truth is fallen in the gate, fallen in the street, and equity cannot enter. See that? Yes, truth feeleth. And he that departed from evil maketh himself a prey. And the Lord saw it, and it displeased him that there was no judgment. Because you can't change what is going on with the Sodomites, them, unless you uphold the truth. He said, truth, yes, truth, feel. And he that departed from evil maketh himself a prey. And the Lord saw it, and it displeased him that there was no judgment. Nobody not standing up and hold up the truth. Judgment to the line and righteousness to the plummet. Here a little, there a little. Line upon line and precept upon precept. Nobody standing up for that. No substantial people will stand up for that, because they are under the influence of the faggots, you know, who turn themselves now like, oh, they are the civilized people on the ground. You see what I mean? But distinction will take away all of those fuzzy and dark morning stuff. You see? Learn the truth and respect the truth, because the truth belongs to the Creator. When they come here and tell you about, by you know, God, with a spirit God, that they can't tell you where the spirit God was, what he does, nowhere, no time of day, no place on planet Earth that they can show you the God was there. No place at all. These Sodomites lie like, it's a chronic type of thing with these white people who think that they have a right to go out and talk about imperial colonialism. What is that? Black people don't have a clue. Black people don't have a clue about AD Anno Domini. They don't have a clue about the first calendar. Moreover, what these fuckers are doing here. So they'll go, if they can come with a third one, black people will go underneath it too, because they still didn't know about the first one. The white people deprogram us that we don't know anything about ourselves. You see. And you hear somebody come along and, you know, have a find, you see, and have expose. Oh, no. The white people are the ones, because they have everything out there that is glittering. You know, what about our glitter? We don't have any glitter. Okay, now it comes on down to this lamentation, because black people not showing any judgment. But the day that comes, when right here, when I begin to read, and I am not ever going to be a sellout, because me no want nothing with sellout bring. I want the truth. And it doesn't matter to me who is in the way telling a lie. Because you know what? When I show up, that liar is going to be gone. You know? Because the fire from the truth, they cannot stand up to it. They are stripped down bare. See, that's what the truth really is for a person who is serious and conscientious, right? So this is what we have here. The Lord, you know, grieved, but the Lord's have us to make manifestation. And when we fail to do it and, you know, get under these white people who come and seize everything that you have and says theirs, and even have documents to tell you, you know, you are under their laws and stuff like that, when clearly they don't have any laws. And all it takes is just me to just prove that, you see. Because, oh, they just jump into life and all the kingship and every laws that on earth for people to live orderly life. They jump and go talk about they're making their own laws and compel black people to obey them, to give them where you have, and let they carry on the world. That's where their faculty tell them. That's what their faculty tell them. But it is clear that they are up against nature and what nature has established. And when we become the energy of nature, the white people, they will find out that, you know what? They're better off going back home. Better off. Because they are not able to stand up to what going to befall them. No joke about that. And we have never come after them with stick or stone or gun or bomb or nothing. But they come after us and they use it all on us, right? It's time. No more of that shit. No more of that white shit. Okay? Go back where you come from. Leave every single thing that is right here. And go over there. Go fuck your shit as much as you want. We don't want white people around us on our land. You have your own, go back there. The truth tells us that. You don't belong here. The world is to say that. So why you want to come here and say you have everything we own and we must succumb to you? Right? No, the time come now. I know, sorry, go back, go make stone tools. You see what I mean? That's what you do. So it is now that, and Esau there was no man, and wondered that there was no intercessor. Therefore, his harm brought salvation. What's this? Because this is not talking about Jesus Christ, because no, Jesus Christ don't exist. But something is in here. This is not the only place in the book of Isaiah that talks about this, because it talks about it in chapter 28 and chapter 29. And right here, it is telling you again that the Lord knows that the hybrid people are competent. They know that. And when he saw that there was no one, and the truth is failing. So you cannot talk the truth, but you talk the wrong, inappropriate truth. We don't fit and do certain work. Truth belongs to different things. So you have to have the right truth. So now when you are disoriented and you don't have it, you know, the learning, how to carry on and supply the right energy at the right time. You know, he says, he wondered. Yes, truth faileth. And he that departed from evil make himself a prey. You see, they're coming after you and all that kind of stuff, right? So he says, he And the Lord saw it, and it displeased him that there was no judgment. And he saw that there was no man, and wondered that there was no intercessor. Therefore, his harm brought salvation. So the Lord has done something. He brought salvation. And his righteousness, it sustained him. See, there is that righteousness to sustain a person in sound mind and the know-how. For he put on righteousness as a breastplate and an helmet of salvation upon his head. And he put on the garment of vengeance for clothing, and was clad with zeal as a cloak. According to their deeds, accordingly, he will repay. Fury, his adversaries, recompense to his enemies, to the highlands, he will repay recompense. So shall they fear the name of the Lord from the west, and his glory from the rising of the sun. When the enemy shall come in as a flood, the Spirit of the Lord shall lift up a standard against him, and the Redeemer shall come to Zion, and unto them that turn transgression in Jacob, saith the Lord. As for me, this is my covenant with them, saith the Lord. My spirit that is upon thee and upon my spirit that is upon thee, and my words which I have put in thy mouth shall not depart thy mouth, nor out of the mouth of thy seed, nor out of the mouth of thy seed's seed, saith the Lord, from henceforth and forever. Okay. Now, that's wonderful. That's wonderful. Okay. Now, I want to thank you for tuning into the program. And when you take something serious, you have clarity why. Yes, and it is a hard transition to think sound enough to see distinction line very clearly, and to move to the spot you see is the spot for you. If you're not thinking right, you're going to wind up in confusion. No joke about that. But when you want to get to that place in mind, then, my friends, It's the way you think and the way you, you know, you curve yourself to what you have discerned. That's the way you want to be. That's the way you want to feel, the way you want to think. And that's what it is. We are reading that the truth is a power for the civilized people to trust in, because outside of that, you know, you don't have it going at all, right? But that's what I read loud and clear. You want the words to be in your brain, and nothing don't move that, because you don't feel comfortable outside of having the force, the energy moving you all the time, 24, right around the cycle of 24-hour cycle here on Earth. That's what we want, because you taste and see that the Lord is the only good. And, you know, we feel bad sometimes and down, depressed and stuff, but we know it doesn't last forever. Hold on. At your most depressed state, you will get salvation, freedom, if you hang on to your determination. Now, here is this next portion. It's coming up to 6 o'clock. Nobody called me as far as I see. Let me go check my, I don't find anybody in my chat room or anything like that. But there are people out there, I can assure you, listening to what I'm saying, even though they don't come to the chapel right here. Okay, let's go back now to the synopsis. Now, my friends, if you cannot get deliverance from your thinking, you're going to stay in bondage. No joke about that. You know what? I really tarry a lot. In my thinking, want to be better than the way I am thinking and the way I'm feeling. And I realize it is a climb. You have to climb, think, and see how you can move your spirit to a higher level, a higher realm, where you feel better, and you know you're going to feel bad again too, but, you know, once you wake up, you'll find out that, you know, you're better off where you are now than where you were down there. 90 seconds before you're not able to call me, right? But if you want to call me quick, you can do that. Otherwise, I go to this next portion. Christian Inquisition. Crusaders, 15th century, torture and kill for Pope's church. That's what these guys do, right? These white people started out using terrorists. It's the Inquisition and the Crusader. Those two, there, if there are any other, I don't know, but those two, I'm talking about the first ones, because today they still carry on terrorists, these white people. That's what the president is all about. That's how they rule the world with the terrorists. That's what they accomplish a lot. When you think that, and that's the reason why, you know, the church that they build and black people get into it is a bad idea, because now they are using the church like it is a good place to go and go worship the Lord. And it is these fuckers all organize this stuff. You know, so that in a few generations, black people will only know what they teach us. That's the thing about it. It's time that to kick out their fucking ass out every territory where we are. And all we need is to know the truth. know the history. You see, and they cannot refute the history. You see, and what I'm reading a while ago just let you know that that's all we need to do is to deal with the truth and let these fucking white ass go back where they come from. Okay? It's where we are is the place they want to be because they are not us. You don't see we doing that to them. When they come here and we migrate to the America, it seems like it's them we love why we come here. No. Because I can tell you, I didn't know America was a faggot country. I didn't know that. So I come here at age 27, right? America is not for white people. You know, but now this is the impression that people have around the world. But it doesn't matter now because the truth will always be there for those who need it. You see? So all that white people are going on with, I know for sure what is coming. You see? And what is needed now is for people to wake up, read, and know. You know, because, I mean, we'll all soon be dead. But once we are alive, just live civilized. That's all there is to it. We don't allow these white people to come and forever, you know, hijack us. No. And so, I'm telling you what they are doing out there and going ahead of push black people aside and stuff like that. But the truth is going to do justice. Watch this. As loses to capture, slaughter, and European disease progressively declimated the Native American. You hear this? When I tell you what these terrorists do, they are Christians. And if you think it's not them create Christianity, you are mistaken. You're wrong. You think Christianity is true because you think Adam and Eve was created in a garden. Where? How can you accept that there is no garden out there where Adam and Eve was created? And beside that, the God that created them, nobody has ever seen them. When you go into the Bible is talking about how some people see God and all that. It's not talking about the Elohim. That's not what it's talking about. So what I'm trying to say, once you make the lie penetrate you, you believe things that you're not to, you shouldn't believe at all. And you never have obligation to believe all along. You need the knowledge of the substance that you're believing in. You need to see it. Belief and faith is not going to make you suck juice out of it. White people set up the system for we to start thinking that way. So we don't look for prerequisites. We don't look for precedence of anything. We don't look for none of that. And that's why the white people, they are blooming the way they do. Because, you know, as the Bible says, the Lord said, the truth is falling in the gate. And there is no one to bring salvation. Nobody don't know the truth well enough to be strong to bring things into order, right? So he says, you know, it grieves the Lord, and he had to create an intercessor, create someone intercessor, which means you are here. And the Lord They are up there. And you are here to tell the truth and to bring judgment into life. And that means get rid of uncivilized humanoid and let there be the hybrid people. The hybrid people. The Hesnick people. They are the ones. Get out these faggots from out of our territory. And all we need to do is burn them everywhere with the truth. They are faggots. They're not like us. Don't pretend that they are better than us. The word will not leave my tongue. Not leave my tongue with a vengeance. Because these sodomites, they are going to feel the fire. They're going to know it's not the burning they want to feel. They want to feel that nice experience to be in America and all these other places. Yes, that's what they want. Why do they want it? Why it's not in Europe? And if in Europe, why they don't stay there? Because they don't get along with black people. Get your fucking ass out. Get out. Because there ain't nobody's coming to me and talk to me and say, you're wrong. You're breaking our laws. Nobody not telling me that. What into my tweet over Twitter? Why don't want their rule on it? Because they know what it is to talk about pontifex and president and Adam and Bible with Abraham, you know, and a monotheism God, you know, it's only about cancer. I mean, floating and spreading all over the world. They won't answer the tweet. Going over 2 years, going into 3 years now. Why won't they answer it? They sense what is. They sense what they hear. They know what they are dealing with. They know what they are dealing with. Because if there is somebody that can prove to me that America is a legitimate government, the government of antiquity, the government in years and years of tradition, civilized tradition, before the Christ, before, you know, the fraud of Christ. And they think that they can make another world like that, these white sodomite fuckers, because they get a little enlightenment. It's not the right amount that they get. But they feel like they can control everything here now. But it's not going that way. It's not going that way. And it's only a matter of time the gods measure this. So, this is what I'm trying to tell you. The Christian, them are the Christian, and if you're out there, and I know I'm in church, you know, all that time, you know, half a century too. When I didn't know, I didn't know. But now, you're hearing, if at all you're hearing, and that there is the life for you to live, that you are to recognize the life that you are to live. But it's only by words you're going to know that. It's not going to come any other way. And you must want to know for yourself. So here I am telling you what the white people, the reason why they are in America right now. It is because of what they use the Inquisition and Crusaders to do. What they use the church to do. You see, it's to torture and kill the African people. And this is what they have done. Which black people have a government now and you like to go there and stuff like that? Because these white people, they plague every African country and knock down everything to where they want to turn society. I doubt them though, these fucking ass, White House, lizards. You see what I mean? And because they can turn you around when you talk foolishness, they feel all right. But what happened when they can't do that? Why Twitter is not answering the tweet? They need to answer the tweet. Because whatever is in the tweet, well, they should be able to handle it because they say that I violated their community standard. Why that? Why not they show it? Show it. I know they didn't, right? And it's the reason why I write that. It belongs to black people and their territories. And the only thing I have is the knowledge of the words that are put here for us to read and understand it. That's all I have. And I am never, never under the influence to have a group around me. I don't want a group. Because number one, the way that I am thinking is not for a group. I don't think for a group. I can't, No. I'm not a leader for a group at all. I am only to seek counsel for myself. Counsel for myself from the source that is placed here for us to know and to apply ourselves to. The gods in history, and there is the history all over the world. And if you want to go to church and believe in Jesus and stuff like that, really? Jesus never exists. Jesus is a sodomite character only. He and his father who never make anything. You see what I mean? They never make. And you believe in the Bible that they make heaven and earth, really? Yeah, them are two faggots. They don't deal with women, you know, see. Jesus never called no woman for preach, no. But you don't see now women find some way to start preaching. But, you know, there's a whole bunch of putter nonsense that we have that is plaguing us. Most important is we belong to ourselves. We don't belong among white people who come and take over every single thing that we have. You know what I mean? And you don't think they're crazy? You don't think they have brain, infections? They do. And feel all right. Fucking the other guy's ass, man. They love each other like a man love a woman. Right? I am over myself. When I think that these faggot white people think that they must mingle themselves with us, they don't have anything for black people to mingle with. They put, by mingling with them, this is the reason why black people in the shape they are in today. And if they don't learn that, they'll die and perish and don't know what has happened. Now, so I am saying to you, when they come here, you mean black people don't know what they bring each time they go to African territory? They have to come to capture. They come to capture. They come to capture. Slaughter. And the European disease progressively declimate the Native American population. The Spanish began to focus on extracting the region's wealth. You get that? That's what they come for. What the white people are doing in America today? Extracting wealth. Right? And tell black people that they have AD and Adamani. I know the truth now. There's no way there is anybody offer an energy level that can run me away, because the truth is above every law that they have in the Constitution. The World History textbook has laws in there that is coming from antiquity, and that rule, actually rule on earth. And it is until the gods left and give law, government to the African people, then they decide to turn tail. When these white people learn to read and begin to, like, you know, make trouble, the black people were not able to deal with them as far as I can see. You see what I mean? It's like we're just surviving because we don't have a direct connection with our gods at all. That these guys can come in and talk about Adam and Eve in the garden and all this kind of shit. They can't prove anything. And they just feel like the day would come, that no day would come, you know, when they have to, like, run. They don't think so. But they will realize that. They will realize that. Because they're doing the worst thing that they ever could do. And that is to, I mean, get into this problem with the work of the Elohim gods. It's the Elohim gods. They are drinking all the water and all the civilized things because the gods did it in Africa. The four rivers. These faggots would like to write something else in the Bible, like it's their God that dreads the rivers using, you know, mysterious means. You think about that. Think about that. But if you know the truth, there's nothing for them. There's no bridge for them to cross here. You know, these white fuckers, they're going to know you're talking the truth, and that's all there is to it. What are they going to do? Because the greater power is that which is the clouds above and the rain coming down and lightning and earthquake and thundering and all kind of stuff going on, right? They don't have anything to do with that. That comes from directly the workings of the forces of nature and the fact of their own existence. That's what we people are to know, all right? So, telling you now how abusive these sodomite fucking people are. They come here thousands of miles away, right? And talk about now in America, one of many places that they carry out their fucking honest destruction, right? They have everything to gain, and they come with disaster upon the black people. The church, they build up church because they swear that they will carry down the black people. They swear wrong. They swear wrong. And look at what they come with. This is the blessing. Instead, they show the gods what they established before the gods come here. They didn't have anything. And 150 years later, when 150,000 years later, when mankind, the hybrid, is created, it takes like about another 150,000 years before we are created. And then after we are created, it takes about another 100,000 years before development materialize and to where we start going out of Africa to other places. Now, 12,000 years ago, like in the Neolithic age, that's when they begin to, like, catch the African people walking out to Asia, going out to the Bering Bridge or something like that and coming to the Americas. Because it is published now, lately, that is 30,000 years that black people come into the Americas before the white people run after them. About 30,000 years. Imagine, Because remember now, it is about 100,000 years since the African people begin to, a lot of them begin to leave Africa and go out to a part of the other world. I would imagine that the gods tell them, go out there, you'll find other place, you know, and you don't have to, you know, bungle up here. And this is the knowledge that is known. And therefore, over the past 12,000 years is when these white people learn to read. But they don't stop being a sodomite culture. That's what they are. They will always be. And, you know, I'm here talking about, you know, if what I'm saying is true, there's nobody, any part in the planet that can disprove it. The history. You can't disprove the history. So it means that too many people in the world gone nuts following these white people who use a little sense to do destructive things and choose not to go along peaceably and audibly, but to rule the world with their fucking ass and destroy the mental standing of people who are orderly, the civilized people, for them to turn on the black people and begin to create mental problem. That's a shabby stuff. You see? And turn the entire world into something they want to have. You know, see? Because what they doing in Afghanistan and Syria and all this kind of stuff, these are people with severely testosterone problem. Honest fucking. I mean, people who don't have civility on the inside of them. They are faggots. Will always be. And there's no reason why black people don't see they must get themselves in line with their historic knowledge. That's where their strength come from. They don't want that. They want Bible about Jesus and you don't know, you're so blind that you don't know. They were stealing from us in Palestine. You don't know that. And who they're calling Jesus today is the black man that they were destroying over there then. You don't know that. All right. But look at what they come with when they come to steal from what civilized people have. Look at what they bring. They come to slaughter you. They're going to capture everything you have. They come with disease to put on you to kill you quick. Right? And decimate climate. The disease, the European disease, progressively decimated the Native American population. You see? That's what they come with. Their disease. You see? They might kill you and they might bring disease. You see? And begin to destroy the population. Imagine that white people do that to the black people. Then they're going to talk about the Spanish. Them are the same Spanish, you know. Them are the same Spanish. They call themselves all kind of different names. They began to focus on extracting, you see. So that's what they come for. And talk about they come for to free from religious persecution. That's never be the case. So now, if they come here, and this is what they do since they come here. Why black people recede and allow them to take control? And you know why they come here? They never have no government. How did they make government? Think about that. We have government, civilized government. You see, well, plain narrate. In the world, it's the textbook. It is the official history of the world. the gods and what they do. And you want to tell me that black people draw back and allow white people? What is in white people? Why you think that white people have, you know, authority to rule over black people? It's not in history. It's not in history. And because it's not in history, they will never be authorized to rule anything. Not around black people. No, I mean, they are invading and capture and overturn everything first in Rome. Look at that. And they sit there until this day. Black people are able to see. You are able to see Palestine. But they go there and occupy and all over the place. And still, black people still don't learn. You still cannot develop that sense yet. I develop some sense, really. And I know that I always want to understand. And that's all there is to it. How much do you want to understand? How can somebody be explaining words and reason to you and you don't want to hear it? And that's what you used to talk. That's a bad thing. Now, so listen. This is what these white people that is talking about Congress and this and the tariff and handling black people money. Black people don't think it's their money. These guys come and handling and behaving. Kill you, slaughter you and all this kind of stuff. And they think that they have a right to do it. And you sit down and like it's all right for them to do it. Them are run court out and all. The whole of what they're doing is vile emulation of a nature that they don't bond with. Okay? And whatever academic thing they learn, it's not going to make them any better than being fucking ass. Oh, because they're born with that energy to feel good with that. It's not for the African people who have higher intelligent energy than them. Okay? The sweetness that you feel in sex, it's only given purpose. Is to reproduce offspring. So if when you go and you carry on your business and see like you have prostitutes and men who like to go out and buy prostitutes and stuff like that, because of the way their bodies is made up, they want sex more than almost anything else. However, intelligent life, don't live like you're a dog. You know, and go fucking fasten up with the next dog. You don't live like that. But people who live like dog are the white people. Teach dog to fuck their body. Just like they fuck the dog's body. That's what we have for government. And these people who are making you behave like, oh, they dress up in jacket and tie and stuff like that. And, they're putting on the enlightened hybrid appearance. That's what they're putting on. You know, see? Because they come out of the kids out there, they don't wear clothes, they don't know nothing about making clothes or nothing like that. Only stone tools. That's it. And the history's telling you everything, but black people won't read it. The point is, we are at the time now, no choice but to tell them to get out of our territory. And they will think about their weapon. The weapon is not going to help them. Because number one, we're not fighting them with no weapons at all. None at all. You know, and it's not even as what Martin Luther King was saying about nonviolence. King had little use. And why he could not be the use that he could be, it is because is in the church of the white sodomite people. I mean, you don't go into the sodomite church, and you don't go into the church as a black person. You don't do that because life, the energy, is not the same. You see, and even though you may be trying to live a good life and stuff like that, but that's not the place to try to live a good life at. Not the church where these sodomites make up. I'm talking about Jesus died for your sin and all kind of songs out there today. I can hardly remember a good song that makes sense, a good lyrics, because my head is full up of all of these, what I consider to be nice music. It's faggot in music. You see what I mean? They must know they are not accepted among black people. And don't try. Leave our wealth right where it's at. Don't use it to better off than us. Get your fucking no good self out. You see, because we are invoking on you what you don't want, but you deserve it. That's right. And, you know, there is nothing better in life than for you faggots to go where you originate. That's what you have to do. And don't shelter under the ethnic people. Don't do that, because that's all you all are good for, is to shelter on the people, the same people you kill and do all kind of stuff to. You still try to use them to further your interest. These sodomite fucking ass can't bear to even think about it. You see, a dog is fucking a man who prostrates himself just for the occasion. Imagine that. That is way, way, way out of ordinary uncivilizedness. It's oddly. You know, I mean, it is, you know, I mean, a person just ordinarily uncivilized, that's one thing. But when they're gone way, way, way over the line, what you make of that? And take charge over a people who don't do them anything, and they want to take our paradise and use it for their fucking pleasure. Fucking ass pleasure. It's time to get up and go. And I tell you that, okay? It's not our place. You have to come and do spread your bed. Go back where you come from. And then you're killing us to put on top of everything. And set up all these old bunch of masquerade stuff all over the place. What I just read about the gods left on earth, you know, it's not what you make. It's what they make. And you scraping up all of that and say it's yours. I mean, these white people have no shame. I mean, they have no guts, respect. They carry on because black people don't wake up yet altogether. Because some of us wake up and watch out. You know, the magnificent, they left behind magnificent monuments. Baffling monoliths and awesome towering structures that stand to this day. So you think about that. Why Adam and Eve did not have some structures where they were created to show you today? You want to believe that, right? What is that you believe in? You see, when these are honest fuckers way is only lying and lying in ways of black people to believe what they say, and like Leopold of Congo in Africa, you know, lie to these people and they give him his land. Yeah, and then he turn around and begin to kill them off, maim them and everything like that, cut off your head and stuff. Yeah, died a million years, or maybe billion years. Call himself king. A king, imagine that. It's a serious thing. Now, listen, black people don't get to understand yet that the Bible is a serious criminal book. They don't understand that. They don't understand that. Now, this is what these people come and do. And I don't understand why black people take it like, oh, well, you know, let bygone be bygone. I don't understand. I just don't understand. Come here, and this is what they do. Right? The Spanish, the same white people, them call themselves Spanish, they focus on extracting the region's wealth and converting its inhabitants to Christianity. Imagine that. Why black people are so dumb? The Southeast nations had little gold or silver accumulated a plenitude of pearls to use as decoration and in ritual activities. The slave trade also extremely lucrative, and many of those who survived the immediate effects of conquest were kidnapped and transported to the Caribbean slave market. How Africa government, how they do that? Can you tell me? Are they fucking asked to? Some indigenous communities relocated to Catholic missions. You hear that? That's exactly where they want you to come, in order to avail themselves of the protection offered by resident priests. While others coalesced into defensible group or fled to remote areas. You see that? These white people today. And they have their grip into the political life of the African people, so tell, they know more than us until we are going to read and find out. But right now, they have their firm grip, you know, in a way. Yeah, they have a firm grip because you have to deal with everything they do in their court system and everything. You can't go in there and tell them, no, get out and go back where you come from. You can't tell them that because they would have just fling you into somewhere 2 days, you're not alive anymore. They just kill you like that. You see, if you don't have the truth as a defense, like what I've just read, that's why the gods give us the civilized brain that we have. We are special brain. And when you walk out in front of a car and it knock you down and blow your brains out, I mean, what happened to that? You're gone. Because you foolish. Destroy yourself. So if you give yourself to these people, you're talking truth, but people don't even bother pay your truth no mind, because you're not taught the real thing that creates a problem for them. All right. All white people atrocities on hybrid people gain access when the white people trick them into interbreeding with them. Mm-hmm. Yes. Against Elohim command, against Elohim, against Elohim commanded them, do not mingle with the uncivilized Sodomite culture. Is the fall of the civilized man what Genesis 11, Tower of Babel, confounded? The Tower of Babel confounded language. Deuteronomy 28 tells stern warning that miscegenation with sodomy, because they did not obey the gods, was cursed. There is the cursed human world in your eyes. That's it. I want to thank you for tuning in, and that's what I have to say today. And may you be blessed. Knowledge is what is going to help us. The knowledge will make us live and think the way we are. That is our refuge in a time when we don't have an intercessor. We don't have anybody but ourselves. And if we decide to take the truth in and stand for the truth that the gods give to us and everything, we allow these fathers to come in and take control of what we have. They don't take some and go back where they come from. No, they're taking everything and say, oh, you know, what they think about us? What these white people really think about black people? Do you understand that? Uncivilized. Yeah. Uncivilized. They can't think sober. Now, if we don't protect ourselves, what do you think is going to happen? They will destroy us. That's what it says in the book. All right? I leave it right there, my friends, and look forward to the next edition. This is our life. White people need to go about their business. Leave our territory and our wealth alone. That's what they must do. Or otherwise, it won't be long before they are all cut off from the land. And the time when they reign is over with. Mm-hmm.